Each year, a couple thousand people attempt to hike the 2,180-mile or so Appalachian Trail end-to-end from Georgia to Maine or from Maine to Georgia, with a small section that crosses through Vermont. These people are called thru-hikers, and this year, the Appalachian Trail Conservancy is worried that the high-profile movies Wild and A Walk in the Woods are going to entice people who aren't very well prepared to attempt their own thru-hiking adventure. Kevin Matheny is the New England Regional Director of the Appalachian Trail Conservancy. He goes by his trail name, Hawk, and he joins us now to talk a little bit about this influx of hikers. Hawk, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Jane. Happy to be here.
So do you really think these movies, Wild, that's already out, and A Walk in the Woods, it's just starting to be seen by people, premiered at the Sundance Festival, that's going to inspire people to say, I'm going to take 5 months out and thru-hike the Appalachian Trail?
You know, there's a pretty good chance it will, Jane. Historically, when the trail has been profiled in popular media, either through books or movies, we've seen a corresponding spike in visitation to the trail. And the fact that two, Hollywood movies that are getting a fair amount of attention or either have come out or will come out later this year could lead to an even higher increase than we've seen in previous promotions.
Now, for somebody like you who's working with the Trail Conservancy, isn't that a good thing that you get people more interested in the trail, more interested in using it and in experiencing this adventure?
It is a good thing. You know, having people get more familiar with the trail, getting experience on it, and help to support it over time, that's the positive side of this. At the same time, we have to make sure that people are informed about the experience that they are undertaking and that they're prepared. And that they're aware of leave no trace practices so that they minimize their impact when they're out there.
And is that a problem? Do you find that people do attempt this kind of hike and aren't prepared or haven't done the research to figure out how they're going to actually make it work?
Yeah, typically the patterns are fairly consistent from one year to the next. We have fairly accurate use numbers starting down at Springer Mountain in Georgia or starting at Katahdin in Maine. And about 25% of those who attempt a thru-hike actually complete it. So we have 75% attrition rate. And majority of those occur actually in just the first 100 or 200 miles, or sometimes even less. There's some cases, in the first 30 or 40 miles. So while a movie can show sort of the glamour and the fun side of a thru-hike, there are realities out there from terrain to constantly changing weather to getting used to carrying a pack every day and just the rigor.
Have you thru-hiked the AT?
I have.
Tell us a little bit about what that was like for you. I know it's impossible to encapsulate in just one answer, but it must have been, if you've done it more than once, a pretty incredible experience.
It is an incredible experience. It's what I would call a true adventure, a true challenge. You know, it's a 4 to 6 month undertaking, so it becomes a significant part of your life for that period of time. I mean, it is your life. It's your lifestyle, more so than just, going for a backpack for a week or two and then, back into your everyday life. So you become immersed in a landscape, immersed in a community, discover things perhaps about yourself that you may not have a chance to realize if you're, busy working and juggling family life and all. So it was a very influential experience in my life. I did it back in 1993, but I've stayed involved with the trail since, working with either a trail club or most recently with the Appalachian Trail Conservancy.
So one of the new things for people who might be considering a trail hike is that there's a registration process, and it's voluntary, but the idea is you register where you're planning to start and what day. And why do you think that's going to help, particularly with this overcrowding issue for people starting out at the same day, at the same point on the trail?
Right. That's something new we launched this year back in February in anticipation of not just the influence that these two movies may have, but also that we're currently seeing an upswing in numbers of visitors on the trail. For about the past 6 or 7 years, we've been seeing about a 10% increase per year. So we developed this system that allows people to go to our website, which is appalachiantrail.org, and register when they are expecting to start their thru-hike, and they can see periodically we update it so they can see on a graph how many others have registered and whether or not, you know, that is a particularly popular time or less so. And in the past, people didn't have that information until they arrived mostly at the southern terminus. About 80% of people who thru-hike go northbound from Georgia to Maine. So they might think that they picked a good day for whatever reason, and they get out there and they realize 30, 40, 60, even up to 100 people had picked that day. So now they have a graphical representation online before they start their hike, and they can see what these use patterns look like. And what we've experienced so far, we've just updated as of April 5th, so just a few days ago, is more of an evening out of the use compared to what we saw in the past. There were 4 or 5 days every spring you could predict there would be, you know, more than the average number. It was March 1st, March 15th, the first day of spring, April 1st, and most weekends.
Huh. And you could get, what, maybe 100 or two people instead of five or
that,
six?
That would be the high end. It might be as many as 60 or so on those popular days. And now, if you happen to look on our website, you see that that's much more evened off. We're seeing 25 and 30 on average on a given day, maybe as low as 20.
And that's better for the trail?
It is. I think it's better both experientially for the hiker, but also for the resource. You know, we have limits in how many people can be accommodated at a given overnight site on a given night. So there might be, in the past, there might have been 40 people, maybe 50 at one site on a night, one of these popular days that I mentioned. And then the next night, there's 10. So we're just trying to even it out.
That's Kevin Hawk Matheny. He's New England Regional Director of the Appalachian Trail Conservancy. We will put a list or a link to the Trail Conservancy on our website, vpr.net. Kevin Hawk, thank you so much for being on the program.
Thank you, Jane.
I also want to invite you, if you are a long-distance hiker, maybe a thru-hiker of the AT, go to the Vermont Edition Facebook page. Tell us why you hike and tell us your trail name. Tell us the story behind your trail name.